Today's Shiz Masechta Menachos Daf Tzadik Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amen Aleph. Three lines from the top. We learned in our Mishnah Hayoyrish Samech that the Yoyrish could be the one to do the Smicha. Taner says Maratanar Chanina Kamei the Rava Yoyrish Ein Samech. His opinion was that a Yoyrish cannot do Smicha. Yoyrish Ein Meimer. A Yoyrish cannot do a tamura. Ask the Gemara for Tanan. Have we just learned in our Mishnah Hayoyrish Saimich that the Yoyrish does do smicha, or maybe it's Masachov, if he's bringing the kabbonis that his father was obligated to bring, he brings the Nesachim with those kabbonis, or Meimer, and if his father had left over carbon, if he makes a tamura. Even though, of course, the Torah says loya mirenu, it's inappropriate to make a tamura. The tama yomer, if he does do so, vayehu umsimrasa yir kaidish, they're both going to be kaidish. So we see that the yirish does do a tamura and does do smicha. Amalei, so Rebbe said eskasoi. Should I just reverse what this brisa says? It's obviously saying something which is incorrect. Amloi, loy. So he says, don't be so quick to change what it says in the Brisa. Masnisa mani. Who is the Tana of this Mishnah? This Brisa. The Brisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Yairish Soimich, Yairish Meimer, a Yairish does smich and a Yairish does make a Tamura. But Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, the Yoyrish ain't a Soymech, Yoyrish ain't a Meimer, a Yoyrish does not do Smicha or Tamura. Ask the Gemara, my Tam Rabbi Yehuda, what is the basis? Ask the Gemara for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Kabonai, and we learn from that, Kabonav Loi Kabon Aviv, that the Halach of Smicha is only on your own carbon, not on a carbon that belongs to your father. Yalef, and then we learned the halacha of tamura, which is the way something becomes hegdish, as we just explained, by making it tamura. So we learned the halacha of making hegdish from the halacha of soif hegdish, which is the halacha of smicha. Because as we know, and we're going to learn, the halacha is tekev l'smicha shchita, that the smicha is done immediately right before the shchita. So they're sort of connected, says the Gemara. And says the Gemara, ma smich, ma soif hegdish. Just like when we speak about something about to become hegdish, the halacha is we're learning that a yoyrish ain't a soimech, that he holds that the yoyrish doesn't do smicha. After chilas hegdish, making hegdish, also the yoyrish ain't a meimer, the yoyrish cannot make a tamura. Ask the Gemara of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who disagree and hold that a Yoyrish does do smicha and a Yoyrish does do tamura, what is the basis for their opinion? Answers the Gemara, as we quoted, the pasuk that speaks about tamura says the words, Vim Homa Yomer Behema, the Behema, Vayahu Usmarasoi Ye Kaidish. The pasuk should have said, Vim Homa Yomer Behema, behema. What does the Torah say? This double language, vim hama yomer, says the Gemara, rabbis as a yoyrish. That not only is the person who makes the animal hegdish able to make a tamura, but even the yoyrish. And then we extend this one step further. We have soif hegdish, the loch of smicha, which happens right before that krovas hakarbon, to tchilas hegdish. Ma tchilas hegdish. When we speak about making it hegdish, we're now learning that the yoyrish can make a tamura. So from here we learn af soif hegdish, that when we're speaking about the carbon being brought, the yoyrish does smicha. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, why would Rabbanan use the pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda used? Hai kabonai may have delay. The Rabbi Yehuda used that pasuk to teach us that a yoyrish doesn't do smicha, and then he extended it to tamura. Says the Gemara, he day learned for carbon of like carbon of chavim, that there's no smicha on the carbon of an akum. And as we discussed in our previous year, what that means is that not only is the Akum not somebody who does smicha, but Yisrael doesn't do smicha on behalf of an Akum. And as we explained in our previous year, what we are learning here actually is that we would think that perhaps by the carbon of an Akum, another Jew doesn't do smicha, because the carbon of an Akum is excluded from Hilchas Smicha. But maybe the carbon of a Yisrael who's in the category of smicha, one person could do smicha on his somebody else's carbon. So we learn here, karbonai v'loi karbon chaveroi. We can't do smicha on behalf of somebody else's carbon. Karbonai, but we also learn from here, the rabbis call by the carbon l'smicha, that if there are a number of partners in a carbon, they all do smicha. Reb Yehuda, and ask the Gemara Reb Yehuda, who used this pasuk to teach us the halacha about a Yairish, where will he learn all these halachas from? Says the Gemara, Reb Yehuda, where will he learn this from? He says, the rabbis called Baal Karbon L'Smicha, he actually holds that all the partners in a carbon, when it comes to doing smicha, leslay. He doesn't agree. And he says, it's not that everybody will do their own smicha, but rather, one person will do smicha on behalf of everybody. And even if you'll say that Islay, that he holds that all the partners in a carbon do smicha, the halacha that smicha is not done, or smicha on behalf of somebody else, mechad kronafka, learned from one pasuk. If that's the case, and let's lay trey kroy. We have two extra psukim of karbonoi. Kad for karbonoi karbon aviv, that you don't do smicha on a carbon that was your father's. Vidach, and the other pasuk is coming to teach us, the rabbis called barab le karbon smicha, that everybody who's a partner in the carbon does smicha. Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara, according to Rav Yehuda, that holds that a yoirish does not do smicha. So what does he learn? That we learned that the Rabbanan say, Hama Yomer teaches us that the Yairish does smicha, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Yairish does not do smicha. So ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Yairish does not do smicha, so what's he going to do with this pasuk of Hama Yomer? My Avadlei, what will he do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Mabai Leila Rabbi Seisha. It's come to teach us that a woman who brought a carbon, and now she did tamura. The tamura is effective. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, says the Gemara, Alfisha Kala Inyan. The entire parsha of tamura, Einoi Midabe El Balashin Zachar, is only recited in a Lashin Zachar. The Torah says, Lo Yachlifenu, Velo Yamir Asai, Masai Feinu L'Rabbis. So we would think that the Alocha of Smicha doesn't apply, doesn't apply to a woman. Tamalai Muhammad Yomer, we learn from here that women also have the halacha that they can make a tamura. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who learned Tamalai Yomer, as we've been discussing, to teach us that a Yairish does smicha, from where will the Rabbanan learn that a woman does smicha? Says the Mara, they learn it from the word vi'im. The extra vim, the parasha begins, vim hama yomer. That extra vav comes to teach us that women do smich as well. And Rabbi Yehuda says the Gemara, the halach holds that im loy darish, and he holds that actually that can't be a source. So we learned that according to the Rabbanan, at least, they are of the opinion that the Yairish does smicha. And as we explained, there are a number of ways of understanding this halacha. One is because the halacha is that the Yairish has some sort of kapara with the carbon that he brings that belongs to his father. So since he has some level of kapara, that's why he should make smicha. Other explain, I saw the pshat of the Chazon Ish. Devin Ozel explains that if the father had left over, for example, carbon shlomim, the halacha is that when that carbon is brought and the meat is distributed, the meat that's given to the owner of the carbon is given to the son. So the fact that the son is the one that's going to get that portion, that makes him chayiv in smicha. As we discussed, what would be the halacha if a father left over a number of yarshim? As we just discussed, where halacha is that if there are a number of partners in a carbon, certainly the opinion of the Rabbanan is, and at the end the Gemara said even the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is that they all do smicha. What happens if there were a number of yarshim? The Tzoftes Penech, the Ragged Shava, says that when there are a number of yarshim, all of them do smicha. The Brisk Rav says that even though, as we just said, that when we have a carbon that's owned by a number of partners, the halacha is they all do smicha. By a carbon that's brought by yarshim, it's not that way because it's not the same. A carbon ha-shutfim and a carbon ha-yarshim, explains the Brisk Rav, are not the same. By a carbon of a shutfim, they are all owners of this carbon. And therefore, since they are all owners of this carbon, every one of them has to do smicha because he's an owner. When we speak about yarshim, the yarshim aren't really the owners of the carbon. The owner of the carbon is the father who had designated this animal as a carbon. They're only standing in the place of the father, as we explained the various different explanations. And therefore, they don't have an independent mitzvah smicha. And therefore, explains the Brisk Rav, since they don't have an independent chiv of smicha, they only one of does smicha. And the way the Brisk Rav explains himself, it's very connected to a question that we keep on discussing in the shiurim, is the chiv smicha a chiv based on the ownership of the carbon, on who is the owner of the carbon, or the chiv smicha based on the carbon? If the chiv smicha emanates from the carbon, so as long as one of them does smicha, it would be adequate. But the Tzoftes Penech, the Ragged Shava, who according to his opinion, all the yarshim do smicha, what is the halacha? How is that smicha done? Is it done all the yarshim together? Or is the way the smicha is conducted, one yarsh after the other? And the Ragged Shava connects it to the following question. He says the question is really dependent on how do we look at the role of the yarshim. Do we look at the role of the yarshim as taking the place of the father? And if they're all taking the place of the father, one act of smicha that they all do together would be adequate. But if we say that we don't look at it as an act of as taking the father's place, but rather the way we look at it is that they now have a chiv smicha. If we look at it that way, that they all have their own chiv smicha, then the halacha would be, says the Ragged Shavar, that each one would have to do an independent smicha and not do the smicha all together. Continues the Gemara also said, L'rabbis kol bali chayvin l'smicha, that all of the people who are partners in a carbon, they have to do smicha. So here too, the halacha is that if there are five partners in a carbon and all of them are bringing the carbon, they all have to do smicha and not one after another, but not at all together. And that's the psak of the Rambam. So one explanation why they can't do smicha altogether, because you come into a question of chatzitza, which is going to indeed be an issue when you have many partners, like we just explained, because they don't all have, there's not enough room on the animals where smicha can be conducted to so many partners. But if it's a smaller group, so technically smicha can be done by a number of people at the same time. So what will be the halacha there? So it seems that the Brisk Rav takes the opinion that the Rambam's concern is only a practical concern. But if it's not a practical situation, it's not a practical consideration, then the halacha is that indeed even the Rambam would agree they could do smicha together. There are others that disagree. It seems that Radvaz's opinion is that they can never do smicha. They can never do smicha at the same time, and therefore the halacha is that each one does smicha. The Ravitz says they all do together, and Radvaz says they all do separately. But then I saw that the Achronim ask a question. Even if we'll say that there are a number of partners, and now we have a concern of chatzitza, because there's not enough room on the animal for them all to put their hands in a proper place, but why wouldn't we say, b'min b'minoi ein echaitzitz? It's my hand and your hand. My hand and your hand are both hands. And so why don't you just say, b'min b'minoi, and there's no problem with chatzitza? So the Sefer Mincha Tahara answers that you can't say bittel. You can't say that something is disregarded when it's something that's significant. The hand is obviously a very significant organ of the body, and just to apply hilchus a bittel to a hand doesn't make sense. Another explanation is min b'meinoi ein achaitzitz. It's only when my two hands can't make a chatzitza over one to the other. But somebody else's hand and my hand, there we can't just apply the concept of min b'minoi ein achaitzitz. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Soimchem, everybody could do smicha, chutz mecher shayta v'katam, asuma v'ay v'kachavim, a cheresh, a shayta, a katan, asuma somebody who's blind. All these halachas will be explained, obviously, in the Gemara, v'ay v'kachavim, a nachri v'eved, v'kanani, v'shliach v'isha. Says the Mishnah further, v'smicha shiar mitzah. When we bring a carbon, the smicha is not the most important part of the carbon, but it's still something that should be done. Al Roish, the smicha is done, as we just discussed, specifically on the head of the animal, b'shtei yadayim, using both hands. Or b'makim shesoimchem, in the place where the smicha is conducted, shaykh, then we should do the shchita, and the halacha is the take of the smicha shchita. The smicha should be done right after the smicha. The shchita should be done. So, of course, many achroinim and yishoinim asked the obvious question: acher shayt of a cotton. The reason they can't do smicha is because they're not b'nei das. So if they're not b'nei das, how could they bring a carbon? The halacha is that somebody who's not a b'nei das is not able to designate a carbon or not able to make a carbon. So how can we suggest that it should bring, that it could be able to have a carbon? Now the question is that it should do smicha. So the Tosfos Chadashim says a simple teretz that we're speaking here with these individuals were Yairish. They inherited a carbon, and since they inherited a carbon, that's the carbon is his. The Miches Chinuch has a very interesting approach. Miches Chinuch approach is that the cotton, when he's 12 years old, the Gemara says in many places that a cotton some mufla some achlish. What, he's 12 years old and his intelligence. Nedar of Nedarim. So the halacha is that he can make an animal into a carbon because he has the halacha that he can do smicha, but that he can make a carbon. And now the Gemara is teaching us that even though he could do smicha, even though he can make a carbon, he can't do smicha. And I actually saw that Rabbi Kiva Eger had a son-in-law, Rabbi Shimon Birenbaum, and he said that it's most interesting. You have the same cotton, and the same cotton can make an animal a carbon, and the same cotton can make an animal into a carbon, but he's not able to make smicha. These are two different halachas. But Miches Chinuch adds a very interesting dimension to this discussion. The Miches Chinuch dimension to this discussion is that even though the Mishnah says that he's a cotton, he shouldn't do smicha. His father could bring him to do smicha. And he says a very interesting word, that even though the Mishnah is telling us that the cotton should not do smicha, But there's a separate chiyuv chinuch. There's a chiyuv that a father has to teach his child how to do a mitzvah. And if that involves that the child should do smicha, so he should know the halacha of smicha, that will be a legitimate way of doing smicha. Another way that we could have a cotton or a cotton having a carbon, the Rishash should suggest it would be in a case where the cotton, where the father brought a carbon on behalf of his child, who was a chereshoy to the cotton. So the Mishnah excluded women from the aloch of smicha. And the Gemara teaches us, because b'nei Yisrael, v'loi b'nei Yisrael. But here too, Tosfos asks a question, why do we have to have a new limud to exclude women? Isn't smicha a mitzvah seishes ma'agroma? Because karbonos could be brought only by day. And since karbonos could only be brought by day, and therefore it's a mitzvah seishes ma'agroma, and we know women a potter from mitzvah seishes ma'agroma. So Tosfos Masechta Kedushin answers, since as we just learned, and we will continue to learn, that the halacha of smicha and shechita travel together. So since the halacha of smicha and shechita travel together, so if we would think, since the halacha is that a woman could do shechita, she could do smicha as well, that's why we have a special limud. Another teretz that the Sfas Emes says, that we would think that since women are included in the parasha of Kabbonis, not only are women included in the parasha of Kabbonis, but there's certain Kabbonis that the Torah tells a woman to bring. And therefore, since that Kabbonis that a woman have to bring, we would think that maybe he tells us also that they should do smicha. That's why you have to have a limud that they're excluded. Another halacha, another pshat, which I saw from the Emek Brocha, is that the Emek Brocha says that we would think that if we would think as follows, and we keep on discussing this question, what is the source of the Chiyuv Smicha? That's a most important question to understand. Is the source of the Chiyuv Smicha come from the person who's bringing the carbon, or is the source of the Chiyuv Smicha come from the carbon? So if we would say it comes from the person, so indeed, we could say that a woman, it's a mitzvah seishes ma'agroma, is excluded. But if we will suggest that the chiyuv smicha emanates from the carbon, so the carbon has a chiyuv smicha, and it makes no difference if the one that's bringing the carbon is the man or the woman. But then, there's a very important answer offered, suggested by the Turi Evan. And this is the way I understand the opinion of the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan says as follows. We all know, as we just said, as Tosfos said, that women are exempt from mitzvah seishes ma'agroma. And as I saw, David Ram explains, why are women exempt from mitzvah seishes ma'agroma? And David Ram says, because women have many responsibilities, and if it's a mitzvah seishes ma'agroma, which could only be conducted at a certain time, we could have a conflict. On one hand, it's a mitzvah seishes ma'agroma that they could do, and they only could do in a certain time. And on the other hand, they have other responsibilities. And the Torah says that they're exempt from mitzvah seishes ma'agroma because of their other responsibilities. So explains the Turi Evan. That helps us understand what type of a mitzvah seishes ma'agroma is a woman exempt from. She's exempt from mitzvah seishes ma'agroma that could only be done at a certain time. But if you have a mitzvah, which is taka as ma'agroma, could only be done by day. But there isn't a specific day when that mitzvah could be done. It could be done on any day. So then we don't just say the women are exempt because it's mitzvah seishes ma'agroma. So if we talk about something like a yontif, so mitzvahs of a yontif can only be done on that yontif. The dalamina could only be taken on Sukkos. It can't be taken any other time. That's why it's a perfect example of a mitzvah seishes ma'agroma. But a carbon is a mitzvah seishes ma'agroma. Kabbonis could only be brought by day, but there is no specific day when that carbon has to be brought. Since there is no specific day when the carbon has to be brought, it's not considered a mitzvah seishes ma'agroma. Begins the Gemara. Bishlama chereshayt v'katan. We could understand where chereshayt v'katan don't do smicha to labanei deha. Ninu, they're not considered intelligent. Oyve kachav nami, when we speak about anakum, because the Torah says daba b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael soimchim, v'enayv d'kacham soimchim, that this halacha was only said to Yisrael. And as I saw the Rishonim already explain, that the carbon makes a kapara, but it only breaks a kapara for Yisrael, not for the kachavim. So the whole inyan of smich is connected to the vidui, and they don't have that connection. El suma my tamaloi, why wouldn't a suma make smicha? Answers the Gemara, Rav Chizda v'Rav Yitzhak bar Avdimi, charama asya smicha smicha mezikne eida. The Torah, when it speaks about certain kabbanis, we spoke about that in our previous year, the parhelm dover shel tzibur, the Torah says, v'samchu zikne eida sidem al rosh par. The members of the Sanhedrin are the people who do the smicha, and you can't be a member of the Sanhedrin if you're blind. So we see that somebody who's blind cannot do smicha. The Charamar and the other mandama learned it, asya smicha, smicha ma'ilus riyah, the carbon that was brought, the carbon shlama that was brought on Yontif, and the halacha is that it's connected to the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, and a suma is potter from aliyah l'regel, so therefore he doesn't bring that carbon, and therefore he doesn't do smicha. Just like he doesn't do smicha on that carbon, which he doesn't bring here to Nat. Ulmandam ma'ilus riyah, asked the mandam that learned it from ma'ilus riyah, ma'tam lo yalam zikne eida, why doesn't he learn this halacha from the zikne eida? Answers, the Gemara don in yochid mi yochid. We learned that locha that an individual brings from a carbon that an individual brings. Vein don in yochid, the carbon that a sumo that was speaking about bringing his own carbon, we can't learn from the locha of a tzibur of the parham davish tzibur. Ask the Gemara, well, the man dama that does learn from the ziknei eida, ask the Gemara, my tamala yalof mi ailus riyah, why doesn't he learn that locha from ailus riyah? Answers the Gemara, don we learned that locha from one carbon, the locha of a regular carbon, from the locha of the carbon param davish tzibur, where the Torah speaks about smicha explicitly. Lafuki ailus riyah, not the ailus riyah, the he guf from ailus nadav gamra. The Torah never says that there is smicha by ailus riyah. The only way we know that there's smicha by ailus riyah is because we learn it from the Oilus Nadova, the Tana Tanei Kameder of Yitzchak Bar Abba. The Pasuk says, V'yakrav is Oilah Mesek Mishpat. And then the Pasuk is speaking about the Oilah that Aaron brought a Yom HaShmini on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Mishpat Oilus Nadova. V'limit al Oilus Chava. And from there we learn that Tuna Smicha. So since it doesn't say explicitly there the Halacha of Smicha, since the Torah doesn't say it there explicitly, it doesn't serve as a good source. We learned further in the Mishnah, all of them do not do smicha. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Yadoi v'loi yad avdoi, the Eved cannot do smicha on behalf of his owner. Yadoi v'loi yad shlichai, the shliach cannot do smicha on behalf of the owner of the carbon. Yadavalay ad ishtoi, smicha cannot be done by through one's wife. Ask the Gemara, kol hani lamali, why do we have to have three lamudim? It's all basically the same lesson. Answer the Gemara, tzricha. Ikos rachmona, chad. If the pasuk would have only said yadai once, have amina lamuti eved, that the eved doesn't do smicha, the la'i bar mitzvahs. He's not a full-fledged member of the Jewish people. Av shlich dvam mitzvahu, if I'm pointing a shliach, the shlucha, we know that the halacha throughout Shas is that shlucha adam kamaisai, ema lismach. Maybe the halacha ought to be that he could do smicha. That's why we have to learn that a shliach can't. V'yashmin hani tarti, if we only learned the halacha by these two, the lav kagufe damye, the eved and the shliach are not included in the concept of ishta kagufay. But when we speak about the relationship of a husband and wife, that there's a rule. Ishta kegufoi. So since there's a rule of ishta kegufoi, ema tismach, maybe a wife could do smicha on behalf of her husband, teaches us the Gemara that tzricha. So there's the Sefer, Chemdes Daniel asks the question, that the Gemara Masechta Gittin teaches us that a Eved cannot be a shliach by a get. And the Gemara explains, because they are not in the parsha of a get, and somebody who's not a parsha of a get cannot be a shliach for a get. So the same thing, if we learned in our shiur today that a woman can't do smicha, so why can't she do smicha? How can we think that she can do smicha on behalf of the husband? So he says, what does the Gemara mean to say here? The Gemara doesn't mean to say that a woman should be able to be a shliach for her husband. Absolutely, a woman can't be a shliach for her husband. A woman who is not in the parsha of smicha cannot be a shliach. What the Gemara here means to say, he explains, that because we have this concept of ishta kegufay, the concept of ishta kegufay teaches us that the woman is not a shliach. The wife is not a shliach. He is considered an extension. And that's why I saw that how can we think an Eved could be a shliach, that the Gemara has to tell us that he can't. And I saw the Marit al-Ghazi explains that the Eved that's being excluded is an Eved that's the Eved of this person. And since he's the Eved of this person, it's a whole different type of shlichus. But now I saw that many Rishonim and Achronim ask that how can we have a Havamina that these various people to be a shliach? Isn't there a rule that a mitzvah shebegufoy, a mitzvah that we have to do? I can't ask somebody to put on tefillin on my behalf. I can't ask somebody to eat matzah on my behalf. So how could I think that I have an obligation when I bring a carbon to make smicha that could ask somebody else to do the shlichus? So one teretz that they suggest is, we spoke earlier in the shir, a question, machloikes tanoim actually, if a number of people are partners in a carbon, who does the smicha? And we saw an opinion that one does for everybody. So we see that shlichus can be, that by smicha, you can have shlichus. Moreover, the Gemara says very often that one person could bring a carbon on behalf of many other people, could be the one to bring the carbon on my behalf. So we see that in Kabbonis, there is a concept of shlichus. And therefore, since there is a concept of shlichus by Kabbonis, we would think that these individuals could act as my shliach. But then I saw another pshat, and it keeps on coming back to the concept that we've been discussing in our shiurim. And that is, when we speak about shlichus, and when we speak about smicha, the question is, how do we look at smicha? Do we look at smicha as something that's being done, that's the obligation of the owner of the carbon, or smicha din in the carbon? So indeed, if we say that smicha is a din in the owner of the carbon, so then the question that how could somebody do smicha on behalf of somebody else would be a most relevant and appropriate question. But if we learn that smicha is not a din in the owner of the carbon, but rather the way we understand smicha is that we understand smicha is a din in the carbon, so therefore, if I can't do it, then somebody else could do the smicha on my behalf. Our Gemara has also introduced the concept of ishta kegufay. And I saw that the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed says a most interesting psak. He says that somebody who unfortunately is not well, and he wants somebody to go to the Kaislam Aravi to be mispalel, to daven on his behalf. And he has a choice. He could ask his wife, or he could ask a shliach. And the shliach could even be a very important person, a Talmud Chacham, or whatever. Suggest the Cheshukei Chemed that once we learned in our Gemara that the ishtik gufay, and just like the halacha is, that when it comes to be mispalel, a person should be mispalel himself first. He thinks he's the best person that could daven on his own behalf. Says the Cheshukei Chemed, the same halacha would be applicable as far as the tefillah. Ishta Kegufay, there's nobody closer to a person than his wife to daven on his behalf. We learned in the Mishnah, smicha is only shiari mitzvah. Says the, it's not the primary part of bringing a carbon. So says the Gemara Tanah Rabbanan, the Brisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, the Samach Yodai Rosh Ha'ayla, the Nirtzlo L'chapalov, ask the Gemara V'chismicha M'chaperes, V'loi Kapar El B'dam, it's the dam that brings the kapara. Shnema ki adam hu benefesh chaper. El Eloi Malcha Alacha teaches us. She'im oslo smicha kishyari mitzvah. If somebody doesn't treat smicha with the proper respect, ma'olav akosav ki loy keeper. Even though it's not technically so required, you have to show the respect for it, the keeper. And says the Gemara, Tanya gabetunufa gaigavna, says the Gemara, there is a similar braisa when we speak about tenufa. The Pasuk says, regarding Tanufa, V'lokach keves echad asham l'tanufa l'chapa alav. And again, the question is, v'chi tanufa m'chaperis, is the tanufa that does, is it the tanufa that brings the chapara? V'lo kapara el b'dam, it's the dam that brings the chapara. Shenema, as we just quoted, the Pasuk says, ke adam hu benefesh chaper, eloi melach, shemos l'tanufa sher mitzvah. When the Torah tells you to do tenufa and you don't show the proper respect to that tenufa, ma'alav akasukli keeper, the Torah tells us that carbon then is not a kapara. The Shem Shmuel says, what's pshat? The ain't kapara elabadam. So I think what he means to say is that when somebody brings a carbon, and the question is, how does the carbon make a kapara? And the answer is the way a carbon makes a kapara is a person, when he's bringing the kapara, when he's bringing the carbon, is thinking, damn, it should be my blood, not this carbon's blood. That is the primary kapara. Al Roish, we learned that the kapara, the smicha is done on the head of the animal. Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, V'samach Yodai Al Roish Ha'ayla, Yodai Al Roish, his head, his hands should be on the head of the animal, V'lo Yodai Al Tzavar, not on the neck, Yod al Rosh v'loy gabayim, not on the back of the animal. Yod al Rosh v'loy aydei chazah, not on the breast of the animal. Ask the Gemara, kolani lamali, why do we have to have all of these lamudim? Answers the Gemara, tzrichi. Dikos rachmona chad, if the Torah only had one miut, we would say, lamuti tzavah, d'loy kai ba'adi Rosh. The neck is not on the same level as the head. Avol gabay d'koy lahadi Rosh, the back, which is on the same level, emaloi, maybe there is, the smicha would be valid tzricha. V'yashmin hani trei mishum d'loy srabi l'tenufa. When we do tenufa, the tenufa is not done on the neck or on the back. Aval chaza, the srabi l'tenufa, when tenufa is done, it's done on the chaza of the animal. Emaloi, maybe it could also be a place where smicha is done, that's why it's tzricha. Ask the Gemara, ibailu yodei al tzodim. What about if somebody put his hands on the sides of the neck, on the sides of the head of the animal, mahu? What will be the halacha? Toshma, the Tanya Abba Baroi Bereb Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, Yod al Roshoi, his head, hand on the head of the animal, for Yod al Tzadim, not on the sides of the head of the animal. By Reb Yirmiya, matlis, if somebody put something around his hands, and that's why he put his hands on the carbon. Masha tochitz, will it be a chatzitza? Toshma, uvachtei dov chaitzis beinol bein a zavach. The hand has to be directly on the animal with nothing in between. Ubishtei yedayim, we learned in the Mishnah that smich should be done with both hands. Ask the Rambam Nani Mili, from where do we know this halacha? Amrei shlokish to amrei kra. The pasuk speaks about the smicha on the sar l'Hashem on Yom Kippur. The pasuk says, V'samach Aaron Ashtei Yodav. But if you look in the Ksiv, in the Torah, it has the word Yodav without that Yud. But the Kri is Yodav. So the Kri is Yodav. The way we pronounce it is Yodav. The Ksiv is Yodai. The Ksiv Shtei. The Torah says Yodai, but it says two. Shtei Yodai. The Torah could have just said Yodav. We wouldn't have to say, Shtei Yodav. To teach a Zeb Ne'av, Wherever the Torah uses the word yodai, it means, even though it's a lashon yachid, harekan shnaim, it means two. Ach yiflecha akasov, unless the Torah specifically says that yodai achas means one hand. Says the Gemara, Azar Rabbi Lazar Amal HaShmatz Bebei Medrasha. Rabbi Lazar went and said over what was just taught in the yeshiva. V'layamar Mishmeid Rish Lakish. And he didn't say it over the name Rish Lakish. Shom Rish Lakish Vikvid. Rish Lakish was very upset. And from here, I saw that Sef Yalkar Miri explains how far they were concerned about saying Adav B'Shem Omrei. Because this wasn't Rish Lakish's original Chiddush. He had said it over from a b'risa. But still, since he was the one that brought that b'risa to the yeshiva, he was disturbed when it wasn't said over in his name. Shomer Rish Lakish ve'ipkits. Rish Lakish is upset. Amalei isa agadatach. To call echad ksiv yodai. If you're now going to tell us that wherever it says reb yodai tatin, then it always means two hands. Lama lichtav. Why do we find so many times in the Torah, Yadav Yadav, Ikshalei, Me'esim Abba Pa'amim Yadav. He asked him that I could show you that the Torah uses the word Yadav 24 times. One is by the Parsha of the Tanufa, the Karmen Shlomim. Yadav Tavienes Isha Hashem. The Pasuk speaks when Moshe Rabbeinu gives a brach to Shevet Yehuda. Yadav Ravloi. When the Torah speaks about Yaakov Avinu giving a bracha to Mashan Ephraim. It says, Seek Elis Yadav. But according to you, if the Torah just uses the word Yadai and means two hands, and all of these places, it should have said Yadai. And we would know it means both hands. Ishtik, Rabbi Lezer remained quiet, and he didn't have an answer. The boss of the Noch, that day, after Rish Lakish quieted down, Amalei my Tamalai Tamali, why don't you answer that Yod of the Smicha Kamri? I didn't mean everywhere. I meant in the Pasha of Smicha, when the Torah says Yodah, it means two hands. But he asked, the Smicha Namiks of Yismach is Yod of Olav Yitzaveyu. The Pasuk speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu giving Smicha to Yeshua to make him the leader. And it says Yodav. But according to you, this is in the Pasha of Smicha. And whenever the Torah speaks in Pasha of Smicha, Yodah means two hands. Says the Gemara Smicha de Kamriyim, to which he explained, what did I mean to say? Whenever we're talking about Smicha an animal, Yodai means two hands. But that shouldn't be used to extend to any other place. If it means two hands, if the Torah means two hands, it has to say so. We learned further in the Mishnah, the place where the Smicha is done, the Shechita is done, the take of Smicha Shechita. Ask the Gemara, my comma. It's the Mishnah is sort of difficult to understand. It says that take of a smicha shchita. So if take of a smicha shchita, that the shchita has to be done immediately after the smicha, obviously it has to be done in the same place. Hachikomer says the Gemara, this is what the Mishnah meant to say. B'makam shesoimchem shchita, shaychtem, that smicha and shchita are done at the same place. Why is that? Because take of a smicha shchita, right after the smicha, the shchita should be done. And since right after the smicha, the shechita should be done, they have to be done in the same place. Tosfos explains in Masechta Soita, what does it mean halachically when it says, take of the smicha shechita, and the shechita should be done within the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amma. And that's the halacha based on what we learn by the carbon asham that's brought by the carbon Asham that's brought by the Mitzvah, he stands in the Shah and Niknan does Smicha, and then we take the animal in, and the place of the Shechit is 22 Amis away from where he did the Smicha. And that's also the halacha for Netilas Yadayim, that when one washes his hands, he should eat, take of Netilas Yadayim bracha, he should make the bracha within the amount of time it takes to walk 22 Amis.